Hello once again to the Katsia Experience Podcast. There are small changes that you can make in your lifestyle that will promote good health. Evaluating where you need to make changes to support mental, physical, and spiritual health is the first step in becoming a healthier you. Setting realistic goals for yourself will help you as you put your health plans into action. If you need some motivation and help getting started, we will provide information for you on how to reach your goals. Now here's your host, Rusty Steele.
Hello, I'm Rusty Steele, and this is the Katsia Experience, and with me today in the control room is Doc Allen. We have so many projects and not enough time, money, and other resources. Where to start? On today's podcast, I'm going to get into dealing with that overwhelmed feeling of wondering where and how to start on your next project. Whether it's starting a garden or learning a new skill. Then I'm going to focus on sharing some tips for a small garden plot. Our friends just upgraded to a larger house and they're excited to get going in their garden. As with most things, if there's anything that I share that doesn't work for you, take what you can use and throw the rest away. I have three rules when starting a new project. Keep it simple, small, and specialized. By this I mean, if you're going to refinish furniture or repair a vintage radio, you usually start small, evaluate your work before going on to something much bigger. Maybe after completing your task, you throw up your hands and can't be bothered, or you go full throttle on to the next project. Have a solid foundation of knowledge and experience before moving on. Yes, have big dreams and big plans, but know and understand your ultimate goals while still starting out small. Yes, you want a huge backyard full of raised beds and fruit trees and compost bins. Set yourself up for success and start small. Of course, small can be relative to you and your situation. If you've decided to take the bull by the horns and develop your 1-acre garden plot, you think you might want to go a bit larger, but even in that case, set yourself up for success by starting small and simple. Next, I like to specialize in a project before moving on. What I mean by that is rather than doing 100 things at once, go and focus on one particular project. Do your homework, read up on your project. Heaven knows YouTube has a lot to say about a variety of things. You will know very quickly when something isn't going quite right. You might not know everything, but you will know what and where the resources are that you need for help. So all that to say, be seriously excited and understand what you're getting into. So keep it simple, keep it small, and specialize before scaling up. With that in mind, I'm going to quickly share a few things that they can do to set up your little garden area for success. Don't use pressure-treated wood. Pressure-treated wood is bad for the soil and all the microorganisms in the soil. Plus, it's bad for an edible garden. I recommend removing it and replacing it with wood that isn't pressure-treated. Or you could simply allow the soil to gently slope. Soaker hoses are way overrated and inefficient. Their soaker hose should be replaced, and it should be replaced with a microirrigation setup. A couple of reminders about microirrigation, just because sometimes it comes up a lot with folks who are just putting in their very first microirrigation system. Be sure to install a pressure regulator and a filter. Be sure to size the system in terms of the number of emitters to be appropriate for the plants you are watering. A keyhole or a narrow pathway could make the bed easier to access and tend. I know you are really excited to get started with your garden, and while you're busy doing those things during the daylight hours, order some seeds from a reputable company. Many home and garden centers carry good quality seeds. If you don't have a compost pile, I would definitely get one started. Once you've removed that pressure treated wood and you've added a path for access or a keyhole for access, amend the soil with quality compost. Get some mulch down and definitely consider building a robust trellis to support climbing plants. Now that you know what you're going to do, you will need to get all the necessary supplies. Make sure you have everything you'll need, including seeds, fertilizer, garden tools such as shovels, trowels, cultivators, a hose or watering can, and whatever else you think you'll need. Now you can get down and dirty. Plot out your garden and start digging. Dig up all the grass, using a tiller if you have one. Use your garden tools to cultivate and break up the soil. Remove all the rocks, roots, and anything else that doesn't belong. Once you have all the soil cleaned out, add in any fertilizer or compost dirt that you have. Compost is great because it is full of nutrients from old leaves, bugs, plants, etc. Once your garden is ready, you can plant seeds or small plants that have already been growing. I like to plant my seeds in small trays early in the spring and then plant them when the garden is ready and the time is right. Done this way, you can weed out all the weak plants and just use the strongest plants that you know will survive. When it's the right time, read the back of your seed packets to find out. Plant your small plants or sow your seeds in the garden. Water them according to the directions on your seed pack and make sure to weed your garden every day. Any plant that isn't supposed to be there will suck away all the nutrients necessary for your vegetables. Okay, I get it, you don't have the time or energy to go digging in the dirt. But you want organic fresh vegetables. In the coming months, many farmers' markets will be starting, and with them good organic food is available. I'll be right back with how gardening is a way to get your much-needed exercise.
1 in 3 children born today will get diabetes. This sad prediction by the Centers for Disease Control will come true if millions of Americans don't improve their lifestyles, especially by changing what they eat, how much they eat, and how active they are every day. Every 23 seconds, another American gets diabetes. Stop diabetes before it starts. To learn more, contact the American Diabetes Association or download our free diabetes education programs at learningaboutdiabetes.org.
And now, here's your host.
Gardening combines physical activity with social interaction and exposure to nature and sunlight. Sunlight lowers blood pressure as well as increasing vitamin D levels in the summer, 42 when the fruit and vegetables that are produced have a positive impact on the diet. Working in the garden restores dexterity and strength, and the aerobic exercise that is involved can easily use the same number of calories as might be expended in a gym. Digging, raking, and mowing are particularly calorie intense. In fact, there is a gym outside many a window. Patients who are recovering from heart attack or stroke find that exercise in a garden, using constraint therapy of a paralytic limb, for example, 45, is more effective, enjoyable, and sustainable than therapy in formal exercise settings. For some patients, gardening can even lead to employment. There are also successful schemes that involve volunteers to help older people who cannot manage their gardens, with both the volunteer and the owner benefiting from the social interaction and from the produce and a shared interest. As an experienced gardener, people always ask me what I should plant because they want a guarantee of success in their garden. I could rattle the list of plants that are likely to thrive in our local climate. But as a gardener, I know that I manage only one part of the process. I can use ready soil, healthy plants that are well adapted to local conditions, and provide plant care after growth. But I can't grow a plant. I also have no effect on the growing season. I know the risks of every little plant. I am still committed to the plants, and I am always rewarded with delicious tomatoes and beautiful flowers. I'm keen on aspects of gardening that I can master, and I'm always optimistic about areas I can't influence. Some people think having a garden is fun, but I think it's stressful. Digging and pulling weeds all summer can be a pain in the neck. By the time the end of August gets here, I'm apt to just let it go until next year. Especially now that I'm getting older and do not have the dexterity I once had. I like what David says in Psalm 92 verse 13, Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. While I may not be able to grow watermelons, award-winning tomatoes, or squash, I do want to have a harvest of spiritual fruit. This summer, whether or not we plant cucumbers, let's determine to grow a spiritual garden. Without regular attention, watering, cultivating, fertilizing, and so forth, the plants in our garden will not survive. Plants just don't seem to grow without regular attention. The same is true for our spiritual growth. Without regular attention, our spiritual health will decline and our spiritual vitality will wither and stagnate. Spiritual growth depends on feeding as much as physical growth. Spiritual growth depends on feeding from the Word, as much as physical growth comes from eating healthy. Thanks for joining us today. I'm glad you were able to join us. Do us a favor and please tell your friends about our podcast. We are available on most platforms. Our website is katzia.org. I'm Rusty Steele.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Katzia Experience Podcast. Make sure to visit our web, where you can subscribe to the show in iTunes, Stitcher, or via RSS so you'll never miss a show. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes, or if you'd simply tell a friend about the show, that will help us out too.